This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The East Troublesome Fire is 100% contained. CPR Sam Brash reports on the second largest wildfire in state history.
The East Troublesome Fire started in mid-October. About a week later, extreme winds drove the fire on an unprecedented run, pushing the blaze into Rocky Mountain National Park and across the Continental Divide. Over 500 structures were lost and 2 people died. Brad White is the Grand County Fire Chief. He says there is still a long recovery ahead.
A lot of assessment and prep at this point, and then hopefully as we get into the spring, full swing back into reconstruction and mitigation work we need to do for the flooding and the landslide type concerns.
Officials say hotspots remain inside the containment zone, but don't appear to be a threat. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
As Colorado lawmakers address coronavirus aid, some federal lawmakers are pushing for a temporary relief bill. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The bipartisan proposal from members of both the House and Senate carries a $908 billion price tag and includes money for businesses, housing assistance, a $300 federal unemployment benefit, state and local aid, and temporary liability protections. A spokesperson for Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says he's reviewing the details and wants a bipartisan deal. But Republican leaders say they're looking at a smaller targeted bill, one that can get a presidential signature. If a deal is possible before the end of the year, Senate leader Mitch McConnell says it will likely be part of a federal funding bill. Government funding lapses next week. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, the CDC's Independent Vaccine Advisory Committee votes today on who should get a coronavirus vaccine first. Then, during the pandemic in China, fast food deliveries come at a cost to delivery workers who are surveilled by algorithms that don't forgive mistakes. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Participate in Giving Tuesday with your gift today at CPR.org. You make CPR News possible. Thank you for your support. 34 degrees, mostly cloudy in Denver, 34, mostly cloudy, also windy in Colorado Springs, 24 and cloudy for Vail, 41, partly cloudy in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.